This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Hey, everybody, and Happy New Year from Marriage Therapy Radio. I'm Zach. I'm here with Laura. You know, in this episode, we're going to talk about the new year, principles and practices that you can try out if you just want to fresh start in your relationship. I'm not a huge fan of resolutions, but I am a fan of identifying and pursuing values, which is the conversation we're going to have. But first, I want to talk about Betty White. Over the last few years, if I've felt sad or stressed out or scared, more than a few times I've thought to myself, at least we still have Betty White. She's just a cool lady. But then on December 31st, 2021, she passed away. And I thought about that and I decided in my brain that she chose New Year's Eve of 2021 because maybe we won't need her in 2022. So I want to say, rest in peace, Betty White. God bless you. Thank you for being a friend. And for now, this is a very cool conversation. Stick around. How was your Christmas?
Christmas was depressing. I'll be really, really honest. Like this.
Oh, that's no good.
Yeah. I've been like kind of checked out and I'm sure you noticed because I just like haven't been very like communicating. I know.
Crazy.
Actually, I mean, it's interesting. I've been kind of talking to folks recently and it's like I'm teaching my clients how to have grace in the season that they're in at the moment. I think the reason why I've been talking to so many couples about it is because it's a lesson that I need to learn of having grace of the season that I'm in and the season that I have been in and why Christmas was a tough Christmas, was that, I don't know if I shared like too many details about this, but like we moved to Bend 2 years ago to be closer to my husband's parents. And because dad at the time was in year five of Alzheimer's and it was just, we wanted to be here to support them and to be closer to them, not just like for my father-in-law who has Alzheimer's, but for my mother-in-law who just needed a break and just needed some support. And anyway, so over Thanksgiving, we put him into a memory care facility to ensure his safety and to get him more stimulation than we were able to provide. And anyway, it was just a really tough Christmas. He's not taking well, he's falling a lot. So that's really tough because I don't know if you know about like falls when you're older, but oftentimes if you have a fall, you break a hip. If you break a hip, you die. And he's had like four falls since he's been in this place for, I don't know, 3 weeks, a month. And it's just been constant trying to find something that is helpful. So it's been quite depressing, kind of sad. And that's where my Christmas is at. And then we weren't able to come to Washington as my family members because of the big dump of snow. So thanks for asking. I'm in a season.
Wait, you did come to Washington or you didn't?
We did not. No, it dumped. And we just didn't want to be on the road with all of you horrible Washington drivers.
Yeah, right on.
How was your Christmas?
Yeah, I get it.
What'd you do?
It was amazing. It was so good. Thank you so much for asking.
Was it?
No, not, I mean, it was not especially. It was fine.
Well, you had your girls.
We had our family there. Like I said, sort of the larger part of our family was traveling. So it was just really small and quiet. But we just kind of hung out and played games. And I got this, I got one of those.
By the way, I have to tell you about some new games that we're really big into games too. And I wanted to share with you the games, but go on.
Let's do it. Yeah. I got one of those Oculus virtual reality things, you know?
For Christmas?
Yeah, totally. We just started like kind of figuring it out, me and Mary. But there's this game, it's called I Expect You to Die.
Okay.
And I want to tell you about it because I actually think it's helping me become a better therapist.
Okay. You're going to have to like,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's
but did you want to tell, you should tell me about your games. You should tell me about your games first.
So, Holden picked out a game that he got for Christmas, called Lightning Quirkle, and it's,
I know that game.
Quirkle. So that's been fun. The scoring part I'm horrible at because it's sort of like Scrabble scoring and I don't get it. Mm-hmm. And I just let Ryan score for me, but basically I lose every time. Holden and Ryan beat me.
It's the one with the blocks and the shapes and the colors. Yeah.
So the second game that I have been loving, because we started doing Sunday game night with our friends. So we'll invite like a couple couples over, is it's basically like telephone and Pictionary in one. Have you seen this game?
I think maybe.
Man, it is hilarious. And it's kind of inappropriate. So it's almost like you have cards against humanity.
Oh, wait, I do know this game. You draw things and you pass it around?
Yeah. So you read a card and it has, you know, like a, you know, like a, something that you're supposed to draw, right? So I'm supposed to draw blank. Anyway, I'm supposed to draw it. Yeah. So I draw it.
I got you.
The person next to me just looks at the drawing. And then on the next page, they write what it is. And then they pass it to the third person. The third person reads the thing and then has to draw it. So it goes through like 6 to 8 people. And then by the end, you're looking at a picture and you're like, how did you get here? How did you, how did this happen? But
okay,
it's
question.
Very fun.
Is it inappropriate because you guys bought the inappropriate version of that game, or is it inappropriate because your minds are in the gutter?
No, I mean, I didn't buy it, but I'm sure my friends bought the inappropriate version. If there is,
yeah, there's two versions of that game. One is like Umbrella.
Oh, one's clean and the other one is like, the other one's dirty.
The other one's like dildos, you know? So, there's two different versions.
We had the inappropriate version because these are our adult friends and that's how they work.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
All right.
Got it.
So that's okay. Can you please connect the dots on how Oculus has made you a better therapist?
Okay. Well, listen, today what I want to talk about, because it's today, this is our first episode of 2022.
Okay.
And there's a couple of things that I want to get better at. And one of them is something we've said several times, and it's this idea of what's at the top of the sound relationship house, this idea of creating shared meaning and making life dreams come true in sort of the Gottman model.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't know how to operationalize that too much, but I've been thinking about it quite a bit, and I want to offer that to us as a conversation today, just to help people kind of maybe start this year off on the right foot. I'm not a huge like New Year's resolution person.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I kind of am. Do you remember, did I tell you this story about how in 2011 I had two resolutions and they were like legendary? And one was I sent 211 postcards to 211 different people on 211 different days.
Yeah. You're such a weirdo.
That was kind of fun.
Yeah.
But then the other thing I did is I was swimming a lot at that time and I was really bad at flip turns. So I did 2011 flip turns during the year. And I counted every single one.
Oh, I just got the 211. It didn't make sense the first time you said it, but now I get it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
No. Yeah.
2011.
And then I did 2011 flip turns, which I counted every single one at the end of every single workout. And, I got there like at the beginning of August or September. Anyway. So I do come up with quirky resolutions and I think that they're fun, but I think I'm fundamentally opposed to resolutions that are like, I'm turning my whole life around right now.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Like, on this day I declare.
Yeah. Cause then you know, oftentimes you'll just sort of somehow miss the mark or you drop the ball and now you feel terrible. By the way, how's your 75 hard going?
Yeah, I did it for one day and then I realized that I can't do this. I actually had a client. He was like, yeah, so what's this whole 75 and hard? Because he listens to the podcast. And I was like, yeah, thanks for bringing that up. It's a total failure. Yeah. It's really hard.
Yeah.
I didn't understand that you can't finish the 75 and hard if you miss one thing.
Why are you adding the and on there?
75 and 75. Hard? Because it's 75,
no, 75
and
hard.
And it's hard.
No, it's just 75 hard.
Hey, here's the resolution that I did last year that I set is I wanted to read more books. Do you remember coming in my office? Do you remember my book list that was up on the wall for my son?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. That you checked off like
two
of
things.
Them?
Yeah. Well, it's the book list is intended until he leaves the home, till until he's 18 years old. But we've gone through a lot of Harry Potter this year, so that's solid. But my resolution was I wanted to read more professional development books. Like when couples come to me and they say, oh, we read this really great book called blah, 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 like The New Rules of Marriage by Terry Real. And I'm like, really? That's interesting. Yep. So I started a book club last year and I've been doing it consistently this entire year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that is a resolution
you started one did. as a thing that you were hosting.
I'm still hosting. I'm hosting it with other clinicians.
Yeah.
And we have a book.
You're like the boss of the book club. I actually last night joined a book club, like an app they're going to mail me one book a month. And I have that same goal. Like I've been doing so much, crossword puzzles and chess on my phone.
Okay.
That it's like just how I vacuum time out of my life. Uh-huh. But I'm like, I think I want to get back to like reading books. Yeah. So I have a big reading books goal for 2022, just so I can have a book in my hand or have a book on my bedside and just not be, I don't really mind the phone part of it because like, I'm not like scrolling Instagram or something or just going mindfulness. Like I am doing like thoughtful things on my phone, but I just want to have like a book in my hands and not a device.
What types of books are you like reading? Are these fictional?
So I joined two book clubs. One is the Joseph Campbell book club. And Joseph Campbell is the guy who kind of created the hero's journey. And he's fascinating to me. And he's sort of central to all of the thinking I'm doing about my own book that I want to write in 2022.
Okay.
So I've joined that as kind of a discussion group around curated books that that they are sort of reading together. They're not his books, but they're books that are sort of highlighted by that whole universe.
Okay.
And then I joined a second one, which is more around just like creativity and art. Like I think that's another part of my personality I need to unlock is not necessarily like I am creative. I'm naturally creative, but I'm not as playful as I'd like to be.
Okay.
And so there's something about leaning into creativity and art that I am prioritizing for sort of this next season.
Sweet.
I wouldn't call it a resolution, but I would say it's a value set that I want to lead into.
Yeah.
I've been working so much. Like I've been working so much, like too much.
Did you already, I'm guessing you're not going to have any clients today or tomorrow. Did you already
have my
run
last
your
two
numbers?
Clients of the year? I have the last two clients of the year today.
Oh, today. And then after that, you're probably going to do your P&L. I'm guessing. And it's going to be done by New Year's. That's just what I know about you is that you're going to send me a thing. You're like, look at how much money I
made in 2021. It'll actually be done before tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah. You are a very interesting character. Okay.
Yeah.
Tell me about how Oculus is making you a better therapist.
Okay. Well, first of all, let's try and stay close to,
the theme.
The New Year's theme, because there are very specific things I want to invite our couples to think about, but here's one of them. So there's this game, it's called I Expect You to Die. Mm-hmm. And basically it's a game of sort of escape rooms. So the one I'm in now, it's like a submarine. So you're in a little submarine and trying to get out of the submarine. And there's all kinds of things that are making that hard. There's grenades in there. There's, toxic gas. There's, fire, you might run out of oxygen. There's all kinds of ways. The game is just sort of, it's just kind of always killing you. But I'm having this experience. I played it the other night. Two things happened to me. I played it the other night for like 45 minutes and I could not get out of the submarine. But I was aware of a thing that was happening to my brain, which was every time you fail, you get a new piece of information about sort of why you failed.
Interesting.
Right?
Yep.
Like, oh, this grenade blew up. And the reason it blew up is because you picked up the one that had no pin in it. Mm-hmm. And so to me, what I've learned about the game is there's a pin somewhere in this submarine that you need to put into this grenade so that you can let go of it so that it doesn't explode and blow you up. Right. And I think, what I've been talking about this with clients all this week, because I think processing argument or processing trauma or processing conflict is kind of like that.
I was
like,
just making that connection.
Value.
Yes.
There's value in it. If you go, oh, I died.
Right.
This conflict was painful or this was hard, but I got a new piece of information that I didn't have, which means, in this game, what you do is you sort of start over and you're like back to the beginning. You're sort of, here I am back in this submarine. I got to do all this stuff again. But when I get to the grenade, I can go, oh, but now I can change my behavior. I can change my pattern.
Yeah.
And again, I played maybe 45 minutes and I must've died 15 or 20 times, but there was value for me in like kind of learning through failure, you know?
Yeah.
And so I think I've been using this example a lot with couples just to kind of go, what if the point of conflict was learning through failure?
Totally.
You know?
Yeah.
The other thing that I experienced too, which is new to me and to my brain, is I definitely had the experience of wanting to grab, I'm putting my hands up on my face, to grab this Oculus machine, which is like a big visor on your brain, and just take it and throw it against the wall. Like I definitely had the experience of being like, and I wanted to break it because that's what happens when you get flooded, right? You get flooded and you go
full.
I'm going to destroy this,
right?
Whatever this is, this relationship, this person, this conversation, this piece of technology.
Yes.
And I had this like experience of kind of going, I think I'm done. I think I'm good for now. I don't think I need to submit myself to dying one more time, being frustrated because I was tired. It was 11:30 at night at this point, and I was just sort of like, I could keep doing this and maybe slam this thing against the wall. Or I could go, I think I'm good.
Yeah.
Let's just go to bed. We'll see if tomorrow I need to like worry about this. Yeah. Or actually, you know, tomorrow comes around. I get up, I go to work. Maybe I talk about it with clients. Maybe I don't, but I'm definitely thinking about the submarine. I'm like, I think I remember this other piece that's going to help me through this right now.
Which you wouldn't have been able to tap into in that state of being flooded the night before.
If I was flooded.
Right.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
totally. So that is my, that's my sort of analysis around or thinking around. So I expect you to die.
Okay. Right?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So, yeah, it's been kind of fun to add that to my portfolio.
You know that Zach and I are huge fans of getting support, and that is why we have partnered with BetterHelp to put you in contact with licensed professional counselors in your area. Tap into the world's largest network of licensed, accredited, and experienced counselors who can help you with a range of issues, including depression, anxiety, trauma, grief, relationships, and more. With BetterHelp's counselors, you get the same professionalism and quality that you would expect from an in-office counselor. With the ability to communicate when and how you want, whether it be messaging through the phone or video conferencing. The matching process is quick but thorough. Look, I know that a lot of therapists are booked out and difficult to get into, but don't let that stop you from getting the support that you need. The cost is less than half of what Zach and I charge, which is kind of unheard of. And when you register with BetterHelp, you are supporting Marriage Therapy Radio. Go to trybetterhelp.com/MTR. So it's trybetterhelp.com/MTR to register with BetterHelp. TRYBETTER help, HELP.com/MTR. And you receive a special discount as a Marriage Therapy Radio listener. I had the unique, I'm trying to remember why I was flooded. I've been flooded a lot lately. I think it's just the holidays. Ugh, gosh, the holidays. This was a hard one.
This is a really intense time.
It is, but it's not normally.
Add
for
the
me.
Snowstorm here in the Pacific Northwest. Right. Add Omicron or whatever. Yeah. Add, you know, aging parents. Yeah. Add, you know, whatever. But so it, yeah,
it's not normally. That's the hard part, is like the holidays. I have never really been able to connect with, and I know that this is the experience a lot of people have of the holidays are hard. And this is when I numb out. This is the need I have, is to numb out and to disconnect. And it's tough. I have not ever really had that experience. And then this was a tough holiday season for me. Mm-hmm. And, anyway, I found myself emotionally flooded, and it was actually nice, I have to say, for a moment to be able to feel that moment of, and I was all by myself, I think. I don't remember what it was related to, but it was definitely kid related. I was really frustrated with Holden.
Okay.
And, you know, he's in his car seat behind me and I have the music on. And I just had that moment of, whoa, if I emotionally flooded often with my partner, I can just about guarantee that there would be moments I have a desire to fight. That is like, I feel this need to like punch, to like throw, to do these things. It's never happened in my relationship because I just don't emotionally flood with Ryan for whatever reason. I flood for other reasons, but I scared myself for a second where I was like, you know, it'd feel really good right now. Like when you were saying like throw the Oculus off my face and throw it against the wall, what would feel really good right now is like punching something really, really hard. And
sure.
I think what was really helpful was that I was emotionally flooded, not with my partner. I was by myself. I mean, I was in the car, not driving. I think I was in the parking lot. That's what it was. I was in the parking lot of Trader Joe's parked and I was having an emotional moment. But yeah, I think for me, it was really helpful to actually tap into that feeling of feeling flooded because it had been so long and, I don't know how to describe it. I think I was just grateful. It's interesting the way I was thinking of how it's, I'm
grateful to know that you were flooded or grateful to know that you're flooded. And then also to be able to make a choice not to like punch something.
I think I was grateful that I had the experience of feeling it because sometimes you get so detached from feeling that feeling, that it's like a nice reminder that you're alive for whatever reason. Yeah. Right. And I also, it's like the inverse, like, wow, this is really new. I don't ever flood. That's crazy. And it immediately made me grateful that I don't flood, that this is something, an experience that is so infrequent. And also the idea of like learning, what can I learn from this situation? Kind of like conflict. Okay. I think it's helpful to go back and process conflict because I think that there's a lesson in every hardship that we go through. What is it that we learn so we can get better at conflict in the future? It was a really crappy situation.
Yeah. I mean, again, that's how I feel about this video game. It's kind of why sometimes I'll use the metaphor of how football teams use film study.
Yeah.
Like, we just got beat real bad. Like, let's look at the film and see what went wrong so we can correct it and do it. And I think there's a measure of like, you know, awareness and humility and grace that you need to have to kind of do that. This maybe brings me into a little bit of like a mantra I've been hitting, and maybe it can be you, dear listener, your mantra for 2022. But I found that, I have a very strong bias in my practice, as I think I've said to you many, many times, that you have to earn the right to do conflict.
Yes.
And the way that I think about that is, or started to think about this is, it goes like this. First step in earning the right to do conflict is taking care of your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Me.
Owning
I'm taking
it.
Care of me.
Yeah.
I am owning my stuff. I'm soothing when I am flooded. I am aware of my whatever. So it's me, right? Mm-hmm. Number two is we. So we are taking care of our stuff. There's always, always, always something you both want. And it might be just a good night's sleep, right? Like you might just both need a good night's sleep. And then you wake up and you find out tomorrow is not a big deal. Here's what I've been saying to clients. I've been saying, okay, cool. We have the first two steps around, right? It's me. Mm-hmm. Then it's we. Mm-hmm. Then it's long pause. Then it's you.
Okay. What's the long pause?
It's belaying the impulse to jump straight to, I've taken care of my stuff. I know what we both want. Now I need to talk to you about you. I'm really working on my stuff. We are in this together. Mm-hmm. We want the same thing. And now I'm going to wait.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put a long pause until I say, hey, you are really bothering me.
Got it.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like me, we, long pause.
Then you've earned
you.
It. Then you've earned the,
you know,
mm-hmm.
And I think what you do in that long pause is really critical, right? And maybe again, this is where like the New Year's thing is really critical because I think in terms of getting better at the top of the sound relationship house, it really needs to be about what values do we hold here? And so for me, like New Year's is less about the resolution of the behavior you're going to do than sort of the value you're going to chase.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm going to chase creativity and art.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm going to chase, you know, paper book, right?
Yeah.
Just have it, you know, whatever. And then that can direct the rest of it. So some people are chasing adventure. Maybe they're chasing wealth. Maybe they're chasing knowledge. Maybe they're chasing health. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're chasing, you know, you know, fun. Mm-hmm. That then can be, it's almost like what's your word for the year?
Right.
You know, yeah. But what are our values that we hold so that when we get into it, we can kind of go, hold on, what are we chasing right now?
Yeah.
Maybe it's just a good night's sleep.
I do with couples where, and this kind of goes back to the idea of like talking and being aware of the season in life that you're in, of what are the things that you are willingly and able to lay down and say, that's not the value that I'm chasing right now. It's maybe something that I value, but it's not something that I'm able to give time and attention to. I've got clients that are in the middle of work and also being students and also raising children and also trying to do all these things. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I understand that you value your physical health and being in the best shape of your life, but is that also the thing that you should be focused on right now? Cause it doesn't sound like that's the season of life that you're in, that you're able to give that time and attention. And so having them sort of, if I've been with clients long enough, I'm like, let's look at where we were a year ago when we first started working together and what your focus was as a couple, where you needed to chase that value down and that needed to be your top three. And then we look at 10 different values and it's like, what are you able to then say that doesn't need my time and attention anymore? I can put that one on the back burner and now I'm chasing this other thing. And that's just been sometimes really helpful for reprioritizing people and also giving yourself the grace. This has been my theme. Giving myself the grace to be able to say that can't be on, you know, your forefront right now. And it's okay. Like Laura, you may not be a really good friend to people for the next 3 months because you're taking care of home right now. You're taking care of family. And mm-hmm. so you might not be a good friend. You're not going to be the person that accepts every invitation that comes your way. And you're not going to be going out to dinner with people because it's time to focus on family. And I think that prioritizing that and verbalizing it and giving yourself grace has been very helpful for me.
Well, and I think the thing too, like, people get into these arguments and sometimes not arguments, but they get into these sort of tension spaces and sometimes they're talking about all good things.
Yes.
Well, I want to be a good friend. Well, but I also want to be helpful. Yeah. But I also want to be, I think I was trying to say the word healthy, but I want to be healthy. You know, I also want to be, you know, responsible, blah, blah, blah. And mm-hmm. all of those are good, but sometimes they're competing.
Right.
And so having some clarity about what it is that you're trying to do doesn't mean that being a good friend is bad.
Right.
Or not important. It just means it's not the thing that can get your best brain right now. So I have this exercise that I'll do with couples a lot, which is, there's a lot of ways to get to it. I happen to have a deck of cards that's all value-based. And sometimes I'll have them play through the deck of cards until they end up with four.
Cool.
These are our four values. And then I'd say, okay, well, let's rank them now. And you know, what they've done is I think there's 100 cards in there. So they've dropped 96 values.
Right. Hard. You know,
they're left with four.
Yeah.
And then they go, okay, let's rank them. Oh, these are both, no doubt. They're all important. In fact, they're all really important, but here we go. If you spent the next year going, this is our number one, this is our number two, this is our number three, this is our number four. Mm-hmm. That could be really cool. Maybe it saves you a lot of grief. But more to the point, or maybe more sort of New Year's resolution-y is if you spent the next month, let's say again, you picked creativity, you know, and so February 1st rolls around and you can go, hey, I did it. I did creativity. Look, I painted a thing I did a thing. And just so that you can say, yeah, there's evidence here.
Okay.
Not proof.
Yeah.
Right. Proof is I'm going to be healthy. I'm going to ride my Peloton every single day for the next 365 days. And you're going to fall off one day or you're going to, you know, your knee's going to hurt or whatever. And then now I've failed and I start to have all these questions about doubt and whatever. But if there's just evidence that I am in fact living into my values, that's always encouraging to be able to look back and go, look what I did. Mm-hmm. Even if your value was learning through conflict. Now you can sort of play, I expect you to die every single time you get into a tension moment with your partner.
Oh, I love that. Remember how I told you, this has just been circling around in my head. So I have to kind of say it out loud because I have no impulse control. But remember how I told you that Christmas is hard for me with gift giving because of the whole value,
yes.
Sort of like, hey, why don't we all exchange $25 gift certificates and call it good? I have
$30 bills. That's what I call it.
Yeah. I think that I have figured out a way to do, because Christmas was hard. because there was no gift giving between my husband and I, and I didn't like that. And so I discovered a way that I'm going to do it. Are you ready? I think this is brilliant.
Yeah. Tell me.
I'm going to have a box that I'm going to hide somewhere in the house, like in my own personal closet. And it's going to be Ryan's box. And when I see something throughout the year, and I'm going to just buy it because I see it, I think of my husband, I think he's really going to like that. I would like to get that for him. I'm going to take it and put it in the box. And it's going to collect over time. And then come Christmas time, I'm going to have all of these things that I naturally, organically thought throughout the year. I think my husband might really like this. I'm thinking of him right now. And I'm going to give him to him. I think that that might help me feel good about giving at a specific moment in time. I don't know.
That sounds cool.
If you listeners have like another solution, by the way, I will tell you that the thing that did light me up this year with gift giving was not giving. We sponsored a family and I like got the most joy from buying for strangers than I have ever gotten before. And I think that might be my new thing. But if anybody else has any suggestions of how to bring me joy with gift giving, I'm really sucking it up at it.
Yeah. Well, again, it doesn't have to be a behavior that you change. It could just be a value that you shift into, right? If you shift into generosity or creativity or, proactivity, maybe that's just a thing that you can, and then gift giving is an outcome.
Okay. Yeah. So what is the value that I'm finding? Because the generosity is something that I really enjoy. That's a value that is one of my values. And the fact that generosity came, I was able to practice generosity with this family. That felt good to me. So maybe, all right, this is cool. I'm liking this.
Right on.
Hey, should we land this plane?
Yeah, we might as well. I mean, and I'll say Happy New Year. We have, coming up on episode number 200. That's pretty exciting. Got a couple of cool interviews lined up in the near future, which is always fun. Yep. And we're just kind of chipping away at this thing called life.
I know we're still doing it. We had the interview with the Calls. Is that their last name? Call? Yep. Steve and Lisa.
Steve and Lisa. Yeah. Yep. That'll come out after this.
Yeah. And man, they asked us how long we had known each other, a decade, how long we've been doing this marriage therapy radio thing. And you said 4.5 years. That felt like a lot to me, but that might actually be true.
Yeah, I think it's right. I think we started in 17. So 2021. Yeah.
Woof.
Keeping up on 4.5 years.
Man. All right. Well, I've clearly gotten very comfortable with you seeing how I got out of the shower and put a wet shirt on and how you're looking at me with wet hair and no makeup. So that's cool.
I wore my fancy hoodie for you today.
Thank you. I traded hoodies. I went from one dirty hoodie to one clean hoodie.
Right on.
All right.
Listen, you take care of you. Happy New Year to your family and I'll touch you soon.
Oh, wait. I have a question for you. Where did you find the card deck? The values card deck?
I think it's called Rivets and I got it in a date night in a box.
Right. You told me about that a while ago.
And I have never been able to find it again. And when I have found it, it's been like $65.
Ooh.
And I'm like, no, I'm not buying another one of those. So, but that stuff exists all over the place. In fact, I have a
worksheet that I use. It's like a value worksheet.
Yeah, me too. So they should email us if they want our stuff and they can vote to see which one of us is better.
Mine.
It's definitely mine.
Yeah.
Right. Whatever. Well, but I think if you're inclined to do values-based sort of thinking about 2022, let us know if we can help. And in the meantime, I expect you to die. No, I don't want to say that. Whatever.
Sayonara.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Marriage Therapy Radio. Happy New Year, everyone. Happy 2022. I am really curious. If you want to reach out, let us know. Hit Zach up on the Instagram or Facebook. Let us know, like, if there was a word or a value or maybe three values that you wanted to lean into in 2022, I would love to know what those are. I'm really curious what is something that you're focusing on in this season of life. I'm going to be working on talking that up with my family this week. That's something that we always enjoy doing over a good meal, is talking about our 2022 plans. But until then, thank you for all of your time and your attention, making your relationship better today than it was yesterday.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.